Tonight, my devotion is taken from Hosea chapter 14, verse 4. But before we go into verse 4, I propose we read the entire chapter 14 together. There are only 9 verses. Okay, Hosea chapter 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. And in thee are the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread. His beauty shall be as the olive tree and his smell as Lebanon. Verse 7, they that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressor shall fall therein. Okay, the book of Hosea not only teaches us important history about Israel, but also shows us amazing lessons of love, forgiveness, commitment, as well as justice. In this last chapter of Hosea, we see God's continual plea to Israel to return to the Lord and repent. God's faithfulness and desire to see his people restored is very clear, in spite of their idolatry and pride, self-righteousness and immorality. He is waiting and always to forgive. Many times he even gives the exact words of confession to use in asking for his forgiveness. Tonight, I would like your attention to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 4. In verse 4, God says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. This is God's promise to a repentant Israel. God's promise here is personal. I will heal their backsliding. He speaks to his people and addresses them personally. And his promise is with compassion and certainty. He's like a doctor, a physician who heals their illness, which is backsliding. And he did not say, I might heal or I could heal. It is, I will heal, making sure his patient is healed and recovers. And this same promise is to us also. But to be healed, we have to first humble ourselves and count ourselves among the backslider and repent. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, let me read to you. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Here we read, in order for God to hear us and to forgive us, we ought to humble ourselves, pray and repent. And true repentance should be accompanied by genuine words of confession. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If these two verses in Romans, it is clear that God wants us to confess with our mouth. And in Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, which we read earlier, take with you words, turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquities and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. So in Hosea chapter 14, verse 2 and Romans 10, which we read earlier, God wants us to express our confessions of sin verbally. But we will realize many times it is difficult to acknowledge ourselves as sinners or a backslider, what more to verbally ask for forgiveness from God or from the people we have sinned against. And the core reason for this difficulty is our pride. Pride is the hindrance between us and God. God wants us to humble ourselves and clearly admit our wrongdoing. Let us not wait till each time we partake the Lord's Supper on the first or the third week of the month, then we come before God to confess our sin and ask for forgiveness. Rather, we should confess right after we sin. And maybe it is good to make it a habit to set aside time each day or each night we sleep to have a debrief with God about our day and confess and seek forgiveness from Him for all our wrongdoings for the day. This is something which I have been doing every night, but I have to confess that not every night I have been successful in my debrief with God. There are nights I succumb to the Z monster and the temptation of my phone. And when my daughter was much younger, every night she will excitedly give me an account of what happened to her during the day. But on certain nights, my weary, my tired mind did not pay much attention to her. But our Heavenly Father is unlike a worldly father. Our God will never grow tired, will never go weary. He's never too tired to hear us. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. We may grow faint and weary, but our God does not. So long we humble ourselves, come before our Father in heaven, he'll be there to hear us and to heal us. Someone has told me once that true confession is recognizing our complete unworthiness and giving up ourselves to the mercy of God. In doing so, we recognize that only God alone can save, only God alone can forgive, and only God alone can heal. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. God promised to heal a repentant believer, and he did it not because any one of us deserve it, but because it is his nature to love them freely. God will turn away from his anger if we repent, and he will shower us, his covenant people, with his unfailing love. This evening, if any one of us has not been walking close with God or have not been even walking with God, maybe it was an intentional choice to sin or pursuit of worldliness. Let us tonight humble ourselves, come back to God, ask for his forgiveness, and I'm sure he will respond to a prayer of repentance, and he will heal us, and he will freely love us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time where we may set aside to have communion with you in prayer. We humble ourselves before you to seek you in prayer. We ask for your forgiveness for our sins. We pray you will hear us and forgive us and help us this evening to come into your presence with clean hands and pure hearts as we pray for the church. I commit this prayer with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.